Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Pillai Center podcast. Let's listen now to Dr. Pillai.
Karpaswami is a god who unfortunately has been misunderstood for long as the god for village folks and who is in charge of guarding their farms and houses and so forth. So it's a long story, but I'm going to briefly summarize what happened. Many years ago, I was traveling in a car and I was stopped by this god Karpaswami, and who had a temple. His temple means he's not, there's no roof or nothing. There will be this god sitting on the statue of a horse. And he stopped my car and then he was talking to me that people misunderstand me, that I am a village god, but I am the god of justice. I'm going to usher in the golden age. So it was so compelling. And then later on I visited, and then the guy who was channeling this was Karpaswami god. He was doing all kinds of miracles, like healing the blind and people who can't speak, and they were all speaking. And strangely enough, he was smoking and he was drunk. But then all these miracles were happening. And that was a starting point. And I began to do research on Karpaswami. And so I never thought that I would end up in building a temple for him or in the complex of my own village goddess. It is very, very interesting that when you look at gods and goddesses in different religions, the dynamics of how they operate is very interesting. It's all based on one common thing, that is miracles. This is the god of miracles. He's going to do miracles, and it is only through miracles the world is going to change. Because there is no way that we can change the economy of the world and make poor people at least to come to a livable standard of life, unless there is something happens that changes the entire mindset of the humanity. See, for instance, if 5% of the people, if the billionaires in the world can give away 5 or 10% of their wealth, then the whole world will change and the poor people will get all the money. But they are not willing to do that. That we know that there are statistics. But how can all these can change? There should be a direct involvement of the divine to do something to change the mindset of the people. And one of the gods who is going to do this is this Karpaswami, who unfortunately has been identified as the village god, but he's not the village god. When I went there after to personally see what's happening when this person channels his god, Karpaswami did say that he is the 10th avatar of Vishnu. And this is true, for the Hindus are expecting for their Messiah to come, God to come and fix things. And everywhere people, the Christianity people are thinking that Jesus is going to come. And Maitreya, the Buddhists are thinking the Buddha is going to come back. And every religion thinks that their God is going to come back. But I'll tell you though, God that is going to come back is going to unify religion and science, give you an understanding of the super consciousness or super intelligence that can become part of or within the experience of every common being. So you don't have to go to get an MD or PhD to have a superintelligence. Superintelligence can be developed by activating certain parts of the brain that we have not been able to use. There are speculations about it. And beyond that, also to understand the subtle brain, which is maybe called the astral brain also. So all these are going to happen when the world is going to change. The world is going to change when, instead of talking about only the physical brain, we have to talk about the astral brain. And then I have a vision of how things have to unravel. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope to see you again for another inspiring episode of our Pillai Center podcast. Until we meet again, God bless.